Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. And Eric has been helping people retire for over 26 years now. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. And today on our show, we're going to examine the world of retirement, and we're going to note some changes that we need to be aware of. But first, Eric, I'd like you to tell your story again. What brought you to this point in time? You are a financial professional. You have your own company, and you have a passion for helping people with retirement. So tell us, why is this so important to you? Take us back.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly why I started, but in terms of my first clients, they were actually, I think my third client was my parents.
Yeah.
And so my mom, we always like to jokingly call her the chief worrying officer, the CWO. And basically the reason why we called her that was just because she would always just worry about, you know, okay, am I going to have enough money? How are we going to get this money out? When can we retire? You know, all these things that actually pretty much all my clients really do worry about and typically, you know, voice concerns or ask questions about when we're first meeting. And, you know, so of course, for them, I was motivated to do a, you know, very good job because she also would say that, hey, you screw up our retirement plan, we move in with you. So, you know, you live with your parents once, but you don't always want to do it a second time. And so basically, you know, they were, you know, doing fine, both working high-tech jobs. And then, of course, dot-com crash came. And within, I think it's probably about actually almost 6 months of each other, they both got laid off. And so they decided, hey, you know, after meeting with me, they said, yeah, we're close enough to retirement. Why don't we just go for it and retire? And, you know, and they did. And they were doing all the stuff that you typically do, right? Doing all those trips, doing all those fun things. But sadly, my mom passed away 3 days after her 60th birthday. And they'd only been retired for about a year and a half or so at that point, or 2 years. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can never predict what happens in life, right? So you got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And luckily we'd done all the planning. So, you know, my dad didn't get two sets of Social Security checks to live on like the plan was with both of them. And, you know, instead he gets that consolation prize of $255 that they mailed him, which is kind of a joke for the hundreds of thousands that she paid into Social Security. And, you know, so luckily, though, he, you know, he was able to retire, has been able to do fine. He, you know, went through his go-go years, did his, you know, slower go years, and now he's kind of getting to the no-go years just about. But, you know, he's still doing okay. And, you know, he made it through the 2008 crash, mainly because we didn't have everything in the market. Had he had everything in the market, it would have been very, very devastating for him. But, you know, we'd done real plan and we'd had an income plan, and you know, we knew that money would be coming in no matter what. We had some guaranteed assets that were able to take him through that time frame. We had steady income stuff that was still paying him money, even though things were, you know, dropped in value. And, you know, and that was the critical kind of test. So, you know, the nice thing about that is, you know, yes, it was somebody who I obviously, you know, really wanted to take care of. But it was also somebody that, you know, that I wasn't experimenting with. I knew this stuff would work, and, you know, I was able to prove that our process does work. And, you know, that was the really good part about that whole, you know, the whole process so far with them is we'd be able to make sure it works. And, you know, from there, he's still doing fine. So, yeah, that's really what we're trying to always do here for our clients is really that same thing.
I love that your blueprint to worryless wealth that you offer our listeners every single weekend has to do with your mother, because she was the CWO, the chief worrying officer. So I love the fact that you are dedicated to help others not worry about their retirement. You know, Eric, since we've been doing this show about retirement together, it is clear to see that retirements these days are not the same as maybe our parents' or grandparents' retirements. Some commonly safe ways to calculate any withdrawal needs no longer apply. And with longevity on the rise, and then, of course, the fact that pensions are declining, things like that 4% rule or the three-legged stool pension, Social Security, and savings, they're really no longer relevant for retirees. So today, Eric, you're going to help us understand some more reliable withdrawal strategies that are out there. To get us started, though, if you could kind of go back and explain this whole 4% rule for those of us who are not familiar with it.
Yeah, no, of course, Lion. The 4% rule is probably one of the biggest ones. It was actually created by this guy named William Bengen in 1994, I believe, is when he kind of officially released it. And he'd done a bunch of studies and talked about, okay, how can you spend money down safely And what, you know, in terms of what's the most likelihood of success, what percentage of, you know, taking out of your assets. And what you had to do is you had to spend it down over 30 years. That was his goal. So no more than 30 years of retirement. So, you know, if the modern technology makes you live past that, that's going to be an issue. It was also designed to have no money left at the end of 30 years. So if you're trying to leave a legacy, then that number is not the right one for you either. And, you know, it also, of course, included with inflation increasing. So in other words, you take out more money as you got older, which, of course, is a critical thing, right? You don't want to be retired 25 years later on the same money that you had 25 years ago, because things are a lot more expensive. And, you know, the one of the realities of when he did this, of course, was this is when interest rates were 6, 7, 8%, not, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4. And so that's the bond side of things is very tough. And of course, that doesn't really take into consideration a ton of drops, because in 94, there was no such thing as a 38% drop in the market, really. So these types of issues were not fully calculated in there. So, you know, there's a lot of discussion about, is the 4% rule right or not? A lot of people still like to use it. And actually, ironically, there was just a thing in the Wall Street Journal a little bit ago asking people about this exact question, not advisors, but some people had some crazy, numbers. I mean, where they could say, oh yeah, 8% is a safe withdrawal rate, I mean, and stuff. And I think the 4% number, I think only about 18 or 20% said that was a safe withdrawal rate. And a lot of the numbers were much higher, which is pretty scary, because, you know, if you start taking out too much and then there's a downturn, you know, there is no financial aid for retirement, right? I mean, it's not like college. You can't just go get a loan to help get you through until you graduate, because there is no graduation from this. So, so that's the hard part. And so really what we do is when we sit down with somebody, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So we want you to worry less about your finances, less about your money, and more about having fun and enjoying life. And the very first and foremost thing we create is that income plan. The income plan is that critical piece where it says, okay, how much money can you take out and how long is this money going to last? And we're going to take into taxes, inflation, everything, types of money that you have, all that stuff, and do it all correctly. And so that's the nice part, is then you'll actually know, you know, with pretty good certainty if your money's going to last or not, or at least you know which path you're on. You know, then we go into what investments then should you have to create that income. What's the tax ramifications along the way, and how do we minimize those taxes, not over 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the most critical part. So just pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, you can call and leave a message, and we'll get right back to you. 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
We'll have more insights from Eric coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm talking today with the founder and president of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and even an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Today on our show, we're talking about today's retirement income world and how it's a little bit different than our parents and our grandparents' retirement world. But first, I want to ask you, Eric, what's been on the minds of the retirees that have come in and seen you this past week? What the heck have they been talking about? What's been on their minds?
Well, a lot of them have been wondering about this milestone that we hit. And so at the end of August, we hit this distinction of this being the longest increase in stock market history. So 9.5 years, just to put that in context, the typical market goes up for about 3.5 years before there's a 20% drop. This one's been over 9.5 years without one. Now, this is where you play, let's have some fun with math. Let's do the simple math. 100%, and then you lost 50%, and then you went back up 50. Well, when we were taught how to figure out an average, you do the negative 50 plus 50 equals zero. So your average return was zero. All right. So that's percentages. Let's put this into money math, not fake math, but real money math. How does money work? So if you do that 100,000, lose 50%, that's 50,000. Add 50%. Well, 50% of 50 is actually 25. So that means you're up to 75K. So your average return of zero is an actual loss of 25%. And all you care about is getting your money back, right? You don't care about the numbers. So when people talk about this being such a long increase, well, so the market, well, if you're looking at, the Dow was up, I was just reading an article about a little bit about this, and so it was up 296%. From that point when it hit the longest period, and from March 9th of 2009. So 296%. So that means your money, just about tripled, right? Well, so that means it's a 13.3% rate of return. That is fantastic. But why do people stop there? Why do they pick this random period of time? Is that when you first, was March 9th the first time you ever invested money in your 401k? Was it the first time you ever put money in your IRA? So, doubtful, right? So most people, especially if you're close to retirement, you've been funding this for, a couple decades, right? And so let's go back to 2007. Well, there was a 54% loss. All right, let's go back to that math quiz. So 100K in October of 2007, so you had 100,000 in an account, and you're like, woohoo, look how big my account's grown to. A year and a half later, it was down to $46,000. Now it's at 182,000. That's pretty great, right? I got 182,000. But hold on. We had 100 before. Let's ignore the 46, because that was not fun. Let's go back to where we were before that. Well, before that, if you go from October of 2007 to this August date when the market, hit this milestone, the average return is 5.59%. Well, hold on, Eric. No. This market's been up 13%. Yeah. Well, that's only the money that you put in 2009 is up 13%. The money after that could be higher or lower. The money you put before that, no, that's been up about 5.5%. And so when you're talking about retirement, that's a huge difference, right? I mean, 5.5 versus 13 for the same exact almost time period. It's just you're picking which random dates to pick. And, so that's one of the tough parts for people when they're looking at this is, we're all getting pretty spoiled with the rates of return we've been getting and how high it's been going. But you have to remember, it actually dropped a ton to get this high. So it wasn't all straight up. And we have all short-term memories. And that's one of those tough things is, if you don't really remember all this.
What options do you use to cover your clients' basic living expenses in retirement?
Yeah, well, that's one of the big concerns, right? Because who knows which timeline you're going to get. If you get one of these rough periods where things are dropping like a rock and you don't have any place to run for shelter, how are you going to get that money to pay the utility bills and pay all the normal bills that come in every month, let alone go off and have some fun, right? So you don't want to lock in all these losses. You also don't want to dictate your retirement on what the stock market's doing. And, we can't take that cruise with the grandkids this year. Sorry, guys, the market dropped and, you'll have to wait another 10 years when, they're going to be a lot older and not want to go out with you, right? How do we solve that, right? So one of the ways is really to have kind of like, in essence, your own pension. There's a lot of great products out there, these lifetime income products. I mean, you got to watch out. The variable annuity ones are not the ones to buy. Those are the awful ones that have the fees and costs, and they're trying to insure against the stock market and your longevity. It's two things to try to solve in one equation just doesn't work as well. But there are some great products out there that can get you some lifetime income. And that's really, if you've got, say, $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 coming from Social Security, you can now maybe add another one or two from a guaranteed source. Then if you have most of all your fixed costs paid for every single month, then your portfolio is just doing the fun stuff. You know, it's not, you're not relying that on a day-to-day basis to get by. So, you know, that's one of the biggest keys, I think, is having that. And how do you figure that out? Well, you know, it always comes back to planning. And so that's why we've created that blueprint to worry less wealth. The blueprint is, it's a really short document. It's about 10 or 12 pages. And what we do is we actually go through that income plan. How long is your money going to last? And, you know, will it be there for the rest of your life? Go over the investments. How should you be investing it? Look at taxes along the way. Look at healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. We do this no cost, no obligation. All you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And we'll sit down with you, go find out what you're worried about, have a second meeting, show you this blueprint, and then we'll raise some issues. If there's anything we find, we'll tell you what things you might want to work on. And then you can decide if you want to hire us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Now, Eric, today's lower interest rate environment is pretty challenging for retirees and even pre-retirees. They are getting a little bit better right now, but I'd like to talk about that. How can risk-averse individuals find better interest or returns without risking everything in the stock market?
Well, first and foremost, you got to not have your all the money in the 401k, because every 401k out there only has stocks and bond options. You know, a lot of them have these stable value fund, which are not guaranteed. They're hoped to be staying in principle, but they can actually drop in value. And so, you know, once you have your IRA money, or you can roll some of that money out from your 401k, like through an in-service distribution where you can then roll it and control it more in an IRA or just your regular money, that you've got tons of options for. And so there could be stuff that's guaranteed, truly guaranteed. You know, you could do fixed stuff, but that's still only around, you know, maybe 3, 3.5, 4%. You know, but there is some stuff where you can actually have your principal protected and it earns a rate based on those external indexes. It's more like a bond rate of return, because they're not going to give you all that ups, but they don't give you any of the downs. So the trade-off is, for not having all those ups, as much as the upside. So say maybe you get 50% of the S&P. Well, you know, if you can get half of the stock market returns and never have the loss, you're going to still do pretty good, especially on those big years. And, you know, that's one option. The other option is what we call steady income categories. These are things that are paying 5, 6, 7% on a monthly basis. They're not in the stock market typically on a daily basis. So they're, you know, not readily tradable. So, you know, they're typically not as liquid, but they're going to give you good, steady income without the volatility. And volatility is really what kills a retirement more than anything else. So that's the thing you got to watch out for, is that volatility. So again, there's no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. And of course, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric is in his 26th year now at Heckman Financial. And today we are talking about the retirement income world as it is today, because some things are changing. So Eric, a lot of people rely on the traditional asset allocation of stocks and bonds using that 60-40 rule. Does that rule of thumb still apply?
Well, you know, it's a good starting point. The problem with that rule is, of course, we've already talked a bunch today in the show about how low interest rates were and how long they've been staying low. Now that we're in a rising interest rate environment, something we haven't actually been in for about 30 years, almost nobody remembers what it feels like to have rates going back up. And so what happens, though, is when rates go up, those bond values drop, and they may drop a lot depending on how fast rates do start moving or don't move. And if they don't move up a bunch, they're going to stay low. So let's see. Okay, you're going to either lose money if they go up, or you're not going to make much. That means 40% of your money you want to have in something that you might lose money and not make much. So really what we've done is we've actually replaced that 40% for the last decade or more than that, actually the last decade for all of our clients. And instead, we use either foundational assets. These are stuff that's, you know, typically principal guaranteed, that's going to be earning, you know, ideally 3 to 8%, somewhere around there. And it doesn't go down with the stock market, so there's no drop because the principal is guaranteed. Then we also use some steady income money. And these are things that are paying 5, 6, 7% on a monthly basis. And so if you've got those two categories, there's no reason to have that other 40% be actually in bond funds. So for most of our clients, our investment accounts are typically almost 100% stock. And that's because we're using these other assets to make up that 40. So I think the split 60-40 is good. I think the 40, where you put that, it should not be in bonds. It should be in these other things. So yes, the split's good. The implementation is bad. How's
gotcha.
That?
Yeah, very good. All right. Now, aside from traditional stocks and bonds, what other options should today's retirees consider? What do you think?
Well, again, that's where we go through some of these alternative assets that a lot of people like to call them. These can be, you know, mortgage investments where they're doing mortgages on large companies and they're paying out 7%. It could be real estate investment trust paying 6%. You know, those are things that we use a lot for that steady income kind of area. You know, in terms of the stuff that, you know, really you should have in foundational, yeah, you can put money in banks, but they're not still paying anything. So, you know, typically that's where you're looking at either fixed annuities that are paying right now almost 4% for like around 5 years, or you could do index annuities. These are ones that pay you a rate based on the stock market indexes. And so the nice thing is they do great when the market does great, and they don't go down when the market goes down. So you don't have that huge catch-up game. You don't have to overcome that 54% loss like the market had in 2009. You know, so if you can skip all that part, then that's going to be a lot easier to get ahead. So, you know, there's also life insurance. If it's done right and designed right, most people are selling it awful and buying it the wrong way. So that can be a good tool. You know, so there's lots of different options out there. The sad part is the 401ks of the world have kind of forced us all into mutual funds and stocks and bond funds. And that's really not the only place to be looking. And that's unfortunately where most people do only look. And that's wrong. I mean, if you look at any pension fund out there, you know, any endowment fund for a university, anything, any large institutional money, I guarantee you they would never have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They always have alternative assets. They always have real estate. They have other things. But then they turn around and tell you, oh, no, you should have it your money this way. It's like, really? You don't do this for any of the other retirees. Why are you telling us to do this? And so that's why you have to do something different than just your 401k. And that's why once you leave a company, it's really great to roll that money to an IRA. Then you've got a lot more options to do.
Again, we're discussing solutions to some of the tricky situations facing today's retirees. Eric, tell us how you help someone determine just how much income they're going to need in retirement, because that seems sort of like a difficult answer to come up with.
Yeah, well, the hardest part is you can't just say, you know, you have some magic number, right? A lot of times people say, what's that number I need to have to retire? Well, you know, if you're You know, we were talking about the 4% rule. Well, if you had $1 million, that means you can get $40,000 out. Most people today, that's not going to be enough to live on a yearly basis. So, you know, how else are you going to get there? And so to me, it's not about the number. It's about how much income do you have? Obviously, if you got a pension or you got really great Social Security incomes coming in for maybe you're both working, you know, then you're not going to need as much assets, right? Because you got other income sources. So really the first thing to do is find out how much you want to spend on a monthly basis in retirement. And that is the toughest thing to do. I mean, people lie about this so badly. Not intentionally, but you know, it's just kind of like when the dentist asks you, oh, you're flossing good? Oh, yeah, sure. Right? You know, yeah, okay, maybe you don't do it every single day. You know, one of the problems is when people say, oh, yeah, you know, like I've met with couples before where they say, okay, well, yeah, we only need about $7,000 a month to live on. And you go, okay, well, your take home pay between the both of you right now is around $10,000 a month. So, okay, so you have $3,000 a month going into like a savings account or someplace, right? Because this is your net paycheck. This is after you funded your 401k. And they look at each other and go, no. So where's this $3,000 going? I mean, you said you only need seven, you know, and they don't know, right? So, the easiest way to do is you take the last 12 months bank statements, add up all your withdrawals, and divide by 12. That is the super real, actual what I spent number. There's no BS there. It's real. It's happened. So, you know, you can't lie about it. If you've been paying off your credit card with your bank account, that would include all your credit card spending. So, you know, and that's when you can figure out, okay, how much do I need to get? And so when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, what we do, you know, because we want you to worry less about your retirement, more about how to have money and how to have fun and enjoy life. You know, we first create that income plan. And the very first critical thing is, what is that magic number in terms of how much you're going to spend on a monthly basis? Definitely include fun. You don't want to be retired with no fun. Yeah, you know, we go through that and we see, okay, is that money going to last or not? And if not, at least it's good to know. Maybe you need to change some parameters around. Next, we'll figure out how you should invest that money to get that income. We don't care about money growing anymore. Now we care about how do we get it to churn out some money for us, because we need a play check. You know, we don't have a paycheck anymore, but we want a play check, right? And then, you know, we look at the tax ramifications of which money should you touch when, what should you be doing first, look at the healthcare issues, look at the legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's what we can create for you. Again, it's a very short 10 or 12 page document. You know, there's it goes over everything. It's very customized just for you. And so if you want to take advantage of this, there's no cost, no obligation. All you do is call us up. We set it down for one meeting. Have a nice little visit, find out what you're worried about, then figure out the next meeting time, have a strategy session where we say, here's the path you're on, here's some issues, do you want to fix them? How should your money be invested to get that income? Not how am I going to invest money to get more money, but how am I going to have income coming in? That's what we care about, not just points on the scoreboard. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I want to mention that Eric is author of the book, Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that book to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available. He talks about different ways to get advice, and he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And isn't that what we all want, to worry less about our finances, especially in retirement? Eric, what role does Social Security play in today's retirement income world?
Well, it's still a critical piece. Now, a lot of people bash Social Security, say it's going to go away and all this stuff. And yeah, if you look at their website, it says in 2034, they're only be able to pay 79% of their bills, which means 21% of us, I guess, are hosed or something. No, not really. What that means is they're going to have to do some sort of fix. But with the way politics is now, nobody's going to do it until it's more of a crisis issue. So my guess is maybe when it's two Senate terms out, they'll finally start working on it when that's, you know, that's in 2022, so it's not too far away, but you know, it's still going to be there. As long as somebody's working, they're the ones who pay for Social Security people right now. So right now, if you're still working and you know somebody on Social Security, you should tell them they should thank you, because that's how they're being retired. Is it's not you fund your own account, it's you're funding everybody else's account. And as long as somebody's always working, there's always going to be money there. And it's just, you know, it may change some things down the road. So with Social Security, it's really critical to not know how just to, oh, what's the 66 or 67 age versus 70 number. That's not the number you need to know. And what it is how does that affect your plan? How does that change your percentage of success? Now, I've had it sometimes where if somebody waits till 70, it actually lowers their odds of success in retirement. And people kind of go, well, hold it. These things say you should wait till 70 because you'll have more money by the time you're 78 and I'll probably live to 90. Okay. Yes, that part is true. But how did you retire still at 66? Well, you had to spend money for 4 years. Well, that money had to come out of someplace. And what was the effect of that withdrawals for 4 years without getting Social Security? Well, that may have been so major to your portfolio that it may have actually hurt your chances of success in retirement. So it's not always blindly, hey, go take it at 70 or take, you know, wait as long as you possibly can. Sometimes it does make sense to do things earlier. So, you know, that's why we do actually a lot of talks on Social Security. We've been doing one pretty much every month here at various local libraries and really just trying to get you a little bit more information about how it exactly works, what things you should be looking for. But really, it's just a piece of the puzzle. And if you do not know how it fits in with your specific assets, there's no way, no calculator at all online that can ever tell you the correct answer, because you got to look at the tax ramifications of Social Security. It's state tax-free, so that's way better than an IRA. It's 15% tax-free from the federal side. So, you know, you have to figure in that what's the tax savings with those Social Security dollars, and then also look at how much is it going to eat up your portfolio if you wait to get it later. And then we can see with real math, real scenarios, and actually do that testing. And that's the critical thing, is to know how does it affect everything. So yeah, that's really what we do for our clients here.
Eric, what do you think are the biggest risks that today's retirees are facing? And how are these challenges different from what we've seen in the past?
Well, today, obviously, I mean, a lot of things are the same, right? So healthcare costs always going up, long-term care, medical is going up. Taxes will typically always go up over time. Inflation's, of course, always increase. So, you know, there's some normal stuff, you know, but really, what are some big ones? Well, the longevity, obviously, people are living a lot longer than they used to. So that's a bigger kind of newer risk. And that's also why healthcare is getting more expensive, because what used to kill you, now you take a pill for, but you're still around. So it costs money to treat all that stuff. You know, and obviously, stock market volatility is another big, big one. You know, lots of times, people, there's a thing called this professor called named Minsky, and they call it a Minsky moment. And the poor guy had all this great research, was quoted once in his lifetime. He died in the 90s. He's been quoted now, I think, hundreds of times or something crazy like that. And in essence, what his studies was saying, that, you know, the efficient market theory of stocks, where it says, you know, everybody is rational and they make, you know, rational decisions on all the information that's out there. Well, come on. None of us are that rational. We're not all Mr. Spock, right? You know, what really happens is in long periods of good times, people start changing. And basically, the funny part is his research, in essence, totally 100% predicted what would happen in the real estate meltdown and the financial crisis. And I mean, he nailed it all. And so now all of a sudden he looked like a perfect, you know, smart guy, but unfortunately he's dead before everybody gave him credit. And so what's happening is we're kind of in that time frame. And I've seen this multiple times in my career too, where, you know, the longer things go easy and go good, you know, then people start saying, well, I'm a conservative investor. It used to be 5 or 6%. Now it's 7. Now it's 8. Maybe now I'm conservative. I only need 9 or 10%. Whoa. That's not historically correct at all. And so that's what happens is I think right now we're probably the biggest risk we face is we are all way, way too confident in everything. Things are going up too well. That's usually when things start going bad, when everybody's so confident, it's like, oh yeah, yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong. And then, oh, the reason why there's nothing wrong is everybody's ignoring all the warning signs and we're all just too optimistic. So, you know, so that, again, that's where if you plan for the worst and hope for the best, you're going to come out good on all circumstances. And that's what we do when we create somebody that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about, you know, your finances, your portfolio, and worry more about where's the next trip or how am I going to have more fun this month in retirement. And so really what we do is we create that income plan. How's that money going to last for the rest of your life? Look at that investment plan. How can we protect you from the downside of the market? How are we going to have some protections in there, make sure that money lasts? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. Look at healthcare, legacy issues. And that's the 5 areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, it's a very short document, 10 or 12 pages, where we just kind of go over what's happening in your situation. So what we do is we first meet with you. We kind of go over, what are you worried about? What's your major concerns? And then we have another strategy session where we look at, okay, here's the path you're on. And is it the path you want to be on? And is there some issues and flags and that we should take care of? Well, if you want to do that, then that's when you decide to hire us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call and leave us a message. We'll set up a time with you, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Now, you can also connect with him on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to the symbol at and the number 1 and then the words Wealth Creator altogether. That's the number 1. Wealth Creator, or go to their website, wealthcreator.com. So how do you find that right balance between protection and growth with your clients?
Well, you know, actually, and I'd almost say that people don't really fully understand the threat of stock market volatility because they understand it on their accumulation side of the world, you know, when they're working, but the rules all change when you retire. And once you start taking that money out, you know, if you're taking out on a monthly basis to pay your bills, it does not come back. You cannot wait for it to come back. So if you're retired in an 08 and 09 come, you spent some of that money. So by 2013, that money did not come back that you spent. And by the way, you spent money in 2010, 2011, 2012, and all that didn't come back either fully. So, you know, so that's one thing is having, you know, having less reliance on having everything in the stock market is really key. One of the things that we always do, we do a lot of seminars, and one of the things I always like to talk about is you always get 2 out of 3 things, and every investment gives you 2 out of 3. And what these 3 things are is, one is safety. So is your money, you know, think of the piggy bank, right? Is your money safe? Liquidity, think of a water bottle. And does it give you growth?
No, it doesn't.
No.
Barely.
Not even anything. No, inflation adjusted. No, he actually loses. It costs you money, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then if you think about stock market stuff, well, you can sell stocks in a nanosecond now if you could type that fast. You know, so stocks are very, very liquid. You know, stocks, bonds, and stuff like that. And they give you, of course, growth potential. Do they give you safety? No safety. No, we all know that, boom, just whatever, you know, there's the tweet of the day or there's the terrorist attack someplace or whatever, and boom, markets can drop like a rock. So We want you to worry less about your portfolio and more about having fun and enjoying life. So, you know, first we create that income plan, make sure your money lasts. We look at that investment plan. What types of tools should you be using? What's the tax ramifications of those tools also? And then if there are any healthcare issues or legacy issues that you should be aware of. And we create that all, and it's about a 10 or 12 page document, real simple, easy to go through. That Worry Less Wealth meeting where we find out what your concerns are. You know, then it's at the end of that second meeting if you want to hire us or not. So there's no cost or no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. 28. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. Today, we've been talking about the retirement income world for retirees today. Now, Eric, is it possible, do you think, to navigate today's retirement income world on your own?
Well, you can certainly try, but, you know, just like a lot of us, if we try dentistry on our own or, you know, a lot of other things, might work, but might be pretty painful and not sure if you really should do it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you might know and you might really be into a lot of this stuff, but of course you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of times I do have people come in and just say, hey, you know, I like to do a lot of these things. I'm really into watching the stock market, but, you know, maybe I should have another opinion. And like, I've got a client who has been very successful, you know, he's got millions and he does a lot of day trading type stuff, but he actually uses me for a lot of the alternative products, stuff that he literally cannot get access to. There's a lot of stuff out there that a retail investor does not have access to on the institutional world. And so a lot of it has different tax, you know, privileges or benefits. You know, there's just a lot of things of different income considerations. And, you know, so that's really why it's good to talk to somebody else. Plus, you know, we can tell you the tax ramifications, other things. I mean, unlike most financial advisors, I do talk a lot about taxes. I do know a lot about taxes. So, you know, I do have some certifications in that area. So that way I know what I'm talking about and know how these different things are going to affect you. And, you know, the big critical thing too is watch out there. That fiduciary rule got killed and got thrown out by the courts. So it's back to being open season on the investors, which is really sad. So most people in my profession don't have to do what's in your best interest. They can do what's in their best interest. They just have to do something that's suitable for you, something that matches your general demographics and your general needs. So if it's the worst financial product for that tool for you, but it fits, you know, what you should be doing and it makes them the most, that's totally okay. Well, that's wrong. I mean, that's so wrong. And it's sad that our industry fought that so hard and won. And so, you know, for me, I have to still, I'm a registered investment advisor. We have to do what's under the real fiduciary rule it's been around since 1940. And so we have to do what's in our client's best interest. And, you know, I would hope that most people would be working with somebody who does that, but sadly they don't. If that's something you'd like to do, just pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Go online to wealthcreator.com.
Right. Any final things you want to say before we have to close out our show today, Eric?
You know, again, we want some reality base in our retirement plans. We want to make sure we have an income plan, a written income plan, so you know your money's going to last. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we make sure you worry less about your portfolio and more about having fun and enjoying life. We'll do that income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, all the one 10 to 12 page document. We'll go through all that stuff. We'll have a worry less wealth meeting where we find out what your concerns are and then give you that strategy and say, okay, here's what you're building right now. And here's some issues along the way. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So if that's something you'd like to do, just pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always find us on wealthcreator.com or listen to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.